Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week, we had two posts on sportsmedres.org, that's res.org. The first post discussed a study that found that single leg and tandem stances on a foam surface may be a quick and inexpensive screening tool for athletes who need a preventive ankle rehabilitation program. The second post described a study that found that the FIVA 11 Plus program was effective at reducing injuries in Division I and II collegiate male soccer players. Compliance may be key, as those with the highest compliance had the lowest injury rates. Here to chat this week is Nicole Catano, an assistant professor at Westchester University of Pennsylvania, who is a regular contributor to sportsmedres.org and who wrote this week's post. Welcome, Nicole.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
So, Nicole, in your title, you kind of highlighted that injury prevention works. What was it about this study and some of the past studies that have been done that have convinced you that injury prevention programs are effective and should be implemented?
Well, I think, you know, this study is just yet another study out of many that have come out that have showed that there are positive outcomes from decreasing injury incidences, as well as from actually improving sports performance. So writing this post for this week really kind of helped highlight that for me, in that there is overwhelming evidence that there seems to be positive outcomes from these programs. They're at virtually no cost, I mean, and just take a little bit of buy-in, but I think it was just kind of yet another research study showing us that there's a 50% decrease in injuries. So I think it's really important for us to give it a try. If I had a 50% chance of hitting the Powerball, I would certainly try that.
So with that said, have you tried implementing an injury prevention program with one of your teams?
It's actually ironic that this is coming up, is the fact that for the first time, I've been here with the university basketball team for over 10 years, and this is the first year I've actually gotten the coaches on board, and we are implementing an injury prevention program with both the men's and women's basketball teams here at the university.
So for an athletic trainer or a coach or a sports med physician that's interested in implementing an injury prevention program, are there any resources they can use to try and get information about the programs that are available and what they might consist of?
Absolutely. The Osteoarthritis Action Alliance, along with NATA, put together a nice brochure and a handout, and that's available on their websites. Just giving some general recommendations as far as injury prevention programs are concerned. And I think that some other great resources might actually be the FIFA 11 Plus site itself. It has some great videos and flyers and posters. I actually directed my coaches to go check that out when I was talking to them about it, because they got a little over inundated with some of the research information and just kind of wanted to see what it was about. So I think that was a great way for the coaches to see that. And then there's also some other injury resources, such as the PEP. And then UNC has the PEAK-C, and they both have websites dedicated towards that.
So that's where the resources are available. And you kind of noted that for the coaches, you sent them to some of these sites. For the people that are still kind of resistant to doing an injury prevention program, have you found that there was anything in particular that was effective at convincing your coaches to adopt an injury prevention program?
I think what was particularly influencing with my coaches specifically was the fact that it not only decreased injuries, but it also helped improve performance, because the coaches are really focused on the team doing well and getting wins. And some other things that I did, I had actually pulled out some data from previous years and highlighted to them how many ankle injuries or how many knee injuries we've had over the past couple of years. And obviously it ebbed and flows from year to year. But the fact is that, you know, some of the warm-ups they were doing, and specifically one of the teams I work with, the warm-up that they were doing was just a waste of their 15, 20 minutes where the team got to kind of catch up socially as opposed to getting ready to practice physically. So I think that, you know, highlighting the injuries that had happened and the potential impact of this, and that coupled with the fact that it helped improve performance, it certainly doesn't do any harm to do it. We're not taking away from any of the practice time. We're just kind of replacing that traditional warm-up or that static stretching time that clearly has been shown not to help at all prior to practice or competition.
Great. Thanks, Nicole. Hopefully we'll see some more people starting to adopt these injury prevention programs, because it is kind of odd that we have such an effective intervention here that we just don't deploy in larger numbers than we currently do. To our listeners, don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 4 online courses available through Human Kinetics website. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.